The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 9 ways real estate investing can reverse the retirement crisis. But before we get started, just a touch and base once again. How are you guys doing, man? I hope everybody is out there just cracking it, cracking it or crushing it. I don't know. Either way, just working real hard to try to, you know, get your real estate investing portfolios together, learning and growing and, you know, just making things happen. So I want to encourage you. I know it's easy to get discouraged. I've been there, done that. I know on a regular basis that can come and go. Got to keep moving forward. Yeah, get inspired and get encouraged. Get around people that will encourage you too. I think that's a good place to be. Okay, well, let's go on to our topic for today. 9 ways real estate investing can reverse the retirement crises. And you may be asking, what crises? Well, listen to this, okay? There are some major issues there. I'm part of this group called Baby Boomers, and some of you listening out there, maybe a lot of you, are also in the same category. I think everybody listening to this podcast at some point is going to have to deal with retirement, or at least looking at that reality of aging and whether or not you're going to continue in the same work and the same job. It's just a fact of life that most of our listeners are, I would say, are well-educated and make very sound financial decisions. I've talked to a lot of you out there, and many of you are already doing something about your retirement. Some have a plan, a financial planner they're working with, a pension, a 401k, IRA, or other nest egg you're growing for your retirement years. So many people are in different stages of planning for that. But for those of us old dogs who've been around maybe a little bit longer, we have sort of a different view in some regards to retirement. You know, our fathers basically, you know, would stay around. They'd get a job, and until 60 or 65, they'd get their gold watch. There'd be a nice pension for them, a pat on the back, and they walked out the door into the golden years of retirement. But fast forward, okay, reality changed. And as we approached, you know, our 40s and 50s, many of us boomers found out that the pensions we thought we'd be getting like our folks had, well, they just weren't around anymore. And then there's some that are older than me that maybe actually got very close to getting those pensions, but they saw some changes, some of which came around in, you know, the 80s and 90s. And those pensions at first, you know, first they came up with this thing, the 401k, right? And the 401k was great because the companies would match whatever you would contribute. So dollar for dollar, this was a great way to grow your retirement fund. Well, over time, those companies cut that back to maybe 50%, and then less. And then, of course, you know, it just eventually just went away altogether and said, yeah, you can keep your 401k, but we're not going to be contributing to it. So, you know, for some people, that was a pretty harsh reality. And, you know, for those that got stuck in those situations, it's not an easy thing to contend with. I think that there also, you know, were a series of other things that happened, multiple recessions, the tech bubble burst, and then multiple economic factors that, you know, really destroyed our treasured employee motivation called a pension. I think that affected a lot of things. There tend to be people more mobility from job to job and so forth. Because a lot of times, you know, you think, I got this retirement plan. I got to stay here. I got to stick it out, even if you hated the job. But, you know, a lot of that changed. And I think a lot of that, you know, I think the big one where we really got hit was in 2007, 2008. And we all know what happened then. I mean, entire retirement nest eggs just disappeared because of just some horrible pension packages that were tied to hedge funds and subprime mortgages and all kinds of things that just worst financial disaster since the Great Depression. And left in the wake were a lot of folks that were hardworking, soon to retire, and they had to figure out for themselves what they were going to do next. So many boomers who were, you know, during that time, who were previously planning their dream retirements had to go back to work and or find other alternatives to try to survive. Many had to take, you know, jobs, you know, getting ready to retire, and they had to go back to work in their 60s and beyond to supplement what little they're getting from Social Security. And, you know, remember that, too. Next time you see one of those old gray-haired guys like myself or gals stocking groceries in the wee hours of the morning, well, it's not me because I don't have a very good back. But, hey, you never know. Or the guys at Walmart, you know, greeting you as you walk in. I mean, they're just trying to make a go of it. And who knows what their background was. And so it definitely hit. And that whole idea of a dream retirement got pounded with that. As so many of us thought, was supposed to be a time when you buy a property in southern Florida and spend your days golfing and traveling the world. But for many baby boomers, the idea of retirement isn't a relaxing one. In fact, for many, it's a fear that's fast approaching and it hasn't already arrived yet. Baby boomers are reaching that magic retirement age in droves. And I'm talking 10,000 boomers a day reaching 65 years of age right now. And unfortunately, it's becoming increasingly clear that many of these boomers have not prepared appropriately. On average, according to MarketWatch, they had a study in 2017, boomers expect that they'll need approximately $658,000 in their defined contribution plans by the time they retire. And I'd probably say most financial planners will say that's way too low. But the reality is that most boomers on average only will have about $263,000, less than half of what's expected they'll need. So this is what I'm talking about when I say a retirement crisis. It's no secret that boomers are going to need other resources of consistent income in retirement to deal with particular challenges that this generation may face in the years ahead, making the demand for income, some source of income, even more important. Now, first, retirees are living longer. Okay, this is a new reality that kind of hit everything, you know, a little bit harder than we all suspected here, and that is going to make a major impact in terms of you know, planning. You know, you may be planning on an average. Well, you know, the averages were somewhere around the 80s, right? People were going to live in their mid-80s and so forth. But it's a little bit different now. Life expectancy for people age 65 and older, it's actually went up to the mid to late 80s. And that means that the average boomer is spending 20 years in retirement. Take into account the average retirement savings for this group, and you're looking at approximately, okay, looking at that average that I mentioned you earlier, okay, that would mean you'd only have $13,800 of usable money available for your retirement per year, or a little over $1,100 a month, okay, and add that on to your, you know, maybe your $1,100 or $2,000 Social Security, and it's not a lot to live on. That $1,100, if that's all you've got, You know, that's the federal poverty guidelines are $1,012 per month for a single person. So there is a crisis happening with many folks. Then there's a risk of increased inflation, of course, for a demographic that lived through a period of hyperinflation in the 1980s. Boomers can understand what it means to lose purchasing power. Couple inflation with increased longevity, and a small retirement account starts to feel even smaller. So as boomers begin to transition from their what are called their accumulation years, okay, when they're earning money in a job, to what is called in their retirement the distribution years, okay, the distribution years, they're going to need to find additional income. Well, and that's what we're talking about today, and that is one potential solution is an allocation to income-focused assets. In other words, they need to generate more cash flow to make the difference. In the 1990s, it was very different. I mean, you could, 6-month CDs were, you know, close to 6%. You had U.S. corporate bonds that were over 6%. You had municipal bonds, U.S. treasuries. You know, you could get good returns on some of the investment vehicles out there that were safe. At least that was then. Now it's less than 1% for a 6-month CD. Maybe if you're lucky, a little over 2% for U.S. treasuries, and probably the same for municipal bonds, and under 3% for U.S. corporate bonds. So when you think about potential income assets, traditional options like money market funds, CDs, treasuries, municipal bonds, index funds, and corporate bonds may come to mind. However, interest rates, although recently rising, are still very low and falling steadily. They have been falling steadily for the last three decades, meaning these traditional assets are not going to, we're not going to be able to depend upon those, and let alone for the next 20 years. So there are some additional risks. And as I mentioned, inflation is finally trending higher. What does that mean for boomers seeking additional income? It's just going to work against you. In order to avoid losing future purchasing power, they'll need to look for assets that can adjust quickly to inflation. Since inflation typically puts pressure on interest rates, as rates move higher, assets with longer duration face challenges. But assets with shorter durations, on the other hand, have the ability to help mitigate this risk, capturing the increase in prices. There's also the welcomed return of market volatility, believe it or not. In order to potentially avoid market risk, boomers will need to search for assets that behave differently than the broader equity markets. So the solution, I believe, and this is just one reporter's opinion here, is increasingly real estate investing. Historically, real estate has delivered higher income than traditional fixed income assets. And I will have a little chart you can look at. It talks about yield by asset class, showing real estate significantly higher than the traditional types of assets that we're known to invest in. Additionally, real estate generally has a low correlation to equities and bonds, helping boomers diversify their portfolio and potentially hedge against increased market volatility. Also, in today's rising rate environment, real estate may provide some downside protection as the fixed income markets continue to struggle with rising rates. Even though it's true that real estate can suffer short-term interest rate shock, what really drives its performance long-term is a healthy, growing economy, similar to the current environment we're experiencing now. Therefore, it's important to remember that real estate casts a larger net, and different sectors and investment structures may react differently. Supply and demand fundamentals help drive the attractiveness of such specific sectors. For example, and this is within real estate, of course, there is currently a very high demand for affordable, updated apartments. Okay, affordable, updated apartments is exactly what we focus on with value-add investing efforts. We buy one that's, you know, maybe it's 20, 30 years old, but we can go in there, we can update it and offer it at a reasonable rate. These are in big demand right now. And there's a very low supply, making it a potentially attractive sector for investment. Additionally, you should weigh a sector's dependency on the economic cycle. Needs-based real estate and real estate driven by employment and GDP figures, like industrial real estate, is thriving in today's economic climate. And finally, there's duration. Real estate has the ability to potentially hedge against inflation. but it depends on the duration of the lease. For example, hotels, storage, and apartments are good. They have shorter lease periods, meaning they have the ability to capture property income that keeps pace with inflation. Retail, on the other hand, typically has longer leases, for triple net leases, things like that, for commercial properties, meaning it would have a difficult time reacting quickly to an inflation spike. So what's ahead for boomers? What does this mean for those approaching or in retirement? This is a pivotal time for us to avoid a potential retirement crisis. We should consider additional sources of income as we transition from the accumulation stage of our lives to the distribution season of our lives. So the lesson here is, while the current economy may be evolving and the foreshadowing of a recession creates challenges in today's investment environment, a real estate investment has the potential to meet multiple vital needs. Real estate investment meets many of those key needs. And here I've got a list of 9 key areas where you can see it is poised perfectly for you to be able to fight against this retirement crisis. Number 1, you can get started as a real estate investor relatively easy without much specialized training. It's true. I mean, yeah, you should read and you should get a mentor and you should plan and you should do things smart. But overall, you've purchased a property before if you've ever owned a home, so you know a lot of the fundamentals. So you can do that. And not only that, but then there's all these leveraging ways that you can purchase properties with no money down, with seller financing and other options out there. Number 2, you can leverage your investments to ramp up fairly quickly. And granted, in our later years, we don't have a lot of time for leverage, but you buy in the right markets and properties appreciate in a quicker period of time, you can use that leverage to build up quickly. There's also 1031 exchanges and other ways that you can leverage up fairly quickly. Number 3, it can generate monthly income, okay, cash flow, that will address the needs now that have been created by the fact that you don't have steady employment income, or there's meager Social Security checks that you're receiving, rising living costs, inflation, and increasing expenses like medical care, assisted living costs, and specialized care and assistance as you get older. Number 4, besides generating steady monthly cash flow income, your real estate holdings increase in value over time. This is a big bonus, thereby acting as what I would say as a savings account of sorts, backed by tangible assets, okay, a property and buildings, okay, land and buildings that you can always tap into in case of emergency, be it unexpected medical costs or other unplanned expenses or events. Number 5, it has amazing tax benefits that most of your other assets can't even come near to, where you can deduct all kinds of things, depreciation and operating expenses and capital improvements and on, a lot of these things that make it a great tax benefit. Number 6, it's also a recession-proof investment that responds to inflation. Okay, as inflation goes up and costs go up, well, of course, you're increasing your rents. They're going up too, and they're meeting that need and filling the gap. So you're not seeing a decline necessarily in your rent. It's rental income. And also your rents at the same time, they're paying down your mortgage. So number 7 comes up here, and both of those actions in terms of increasing rents and paying down your mortgage, they result in another benefit. Your property increases in value over time, thus building up your equity and net worth. Real estate is really one of the very few options out there for people over 50 to not only create cash flow to fill the gaps, right? But you can actually create wealth. If you have a focused plan over a time period, you can actually see your net worth rising, maybe even higher than it was when you were working full time. And this is something that a lot of folks don't realize, but allowing you to generate more income in your golden years, it can actually end up being something that can create not only a comfortable life for you, but finally, number 9, it can create and grow a valuable legacy or inheritance that you can hand down to your children, nieces and nephews, etc., that next generation long after you're gone. So that's 9 reasons right there that real estate can really help you when you're facing this retirement crisis. So as long as you're looking ahead and you're approaching retirement, or you are in a retirement, It does not have to be a dim picture for you. There is a way to turn things around for those willing to make the effort. For some, it may just mean, you know, maybe just bringing in an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month just to give you a little buffer there and maybe be able to save more to allow for longevity and other issues that you may not have anticipated. For others, it may create a security blanket that will not only make that nest egg last longer, but it will also provide you with the funds to be able to enjoy your retirement and to really have that dream retirement you've always dreamed of. Now, I'm not pretending that real estate investing will solve the world's problems and make you rich overnight or any of these, you know, empty, shallow kind of promises. Now, it takes some hard work, but hey, you know, we got the energy. As long as you got the energy and you're willing to put in the time, it's not going to solve everybody's problems, but it can take care of a situation you may be facing in your retirement. You may be fine. You may have all the funds you need for retirement and it's not even an issue. But for those of you that may be wondering or maybe even struggling, real estate investing really can make the difference. It's got the right stuff to help you turn around your retirement years into the kind of season that you really want to enjoy. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here, and I do have a couple of graphs and some charts in there in the show notes you might want to check out, as well as the notes from today and those 9 items that I mentioned. It's all can be accessed on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. You're going to be looking for that episode on 9 ways real estate investing can reverse the retirement crises. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.